Welcome to the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today we're talking about something that trips a lot of people up. What happens when you're halfway through a real estate course and things go sideways?
Yeah, the provider goes quiet, life gets complicated, and suddenly you're wondering if all that work you did just disappears.
The article is Transferring to a New RTO Mid-Course, What You Need to Know. And the short answer is no, you probably don't have to start over.
Which is a relief. But let's get into the how, because it's not automatic.
Right. So the whole thing comes back to one phrase, nationally recognized. Every unit of competency in a real estate qualification is set nationally. It's the same unit whether you studied it at one provider or another.
So it's not like the unit belongs to the old RTO.
Exactly. It belongs to the national framework. You completed it. You passed it. That's yours. The new provider can recognize it.
And the process for carrying those units across to a new provider, that's called credit transfer.
That's it. Credit transfer is how you avoid repeating units you've already done. You show the new RTO which units you completed and passed. They credit them towards the qualification, and you pick up from where you left off.
Worth knowing what credit transfer isn't, though. A lot of people mix it up with recognition of prior learning.
Good point. They're different things. Recognition of prior learning is for skills and experience you've picked up outside formal study, like work experience or industry history. Credit transfer is simpler. It's about formal units you've already been assessed on and passed. For someone switching providers mid-course, credit transfer is usually the relevant one.
So what do you actually need to gather before you switch?
A few things. The big one is your statement of attainment, the official record showing which units you completed and passed. That's the key document.
And if you don't have it?
Your old provider should be able to give it to you. It's your training record, and you're entitled to it.
What else?
The unit codes for each completed unit. Codes let the new provider match everything precisely. You also want the qualification code you were studying and your enrollment details from the old provider, in case anything needs confirming.
Okay, so you turn up with all of that, and then what?
Then you confirm a few things with the new RTO before you commit. Which of your completed units they can credit, exactly which units remain so you know the real size of what's left, and that they're a genuine registered provider.
How do you check that?
Look them up on training.gov.au. They should have an RTO number and be regulated by ASQA. The article links to a separate piece on how to check an RTO is legit, and it's worth reading before you commit to anyone.
There's also the state authority piece, because in real estate, it's a two-step process.
Yes, and this matters. The RTO issues the qualification. The state authority issues the license. Those are two separate things. So while you're sorting out the transfer, also confirm the current licensing requirements with your state body. NSW Fair Trading, the Queensland Office of Fair Trading, Consumer Affairs Victoria, ACT Access Canberra, depending on where you're based.
Because requirements can change. You want to make sure the qualification you're finishing still matches what the authority actually wants.
Exactly. Don't assume. Check it directly.
There's one more thing in the article I think is worth naming. Why the first course stalled in the first place.
The article is pretty direct about it. In a lot of cases, it comes down to support. The provider went quiet at the moment you needed an answer, and you got stuck. That's how people end up half finished.
So if you're switching, be honest with yourself about that.
And pick a provider with a real person you can actually call. The article puts it plainly. That's the single change most likely to get you over the line the second time.
All right, so if you're sitting there with a half-finished course and wondering what to do, what's the one thing to do first?
Gather your statement of attainment and your unit codes, then contact a provider and have an honest conversation about what credits across and what's left. You'll probably find you're a lot closer to the finish line than you thought.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog, Transferring to a New RTO Mid-Course, What You Need to Know.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognized, online and self-paced real estate training with an Australian-based support team behind you from enrollment through to completion. If you want to talk it through, call 1-800-069-273.
Good episode.
Catch you on the next one.